1:29. And even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to reprobate mind to do the right things not right, having been filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, iniquity, covetousness, malice, being full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits, becoming whisperers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, braggers, devisers of evil things, disobedient to parents, without discernment, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing such things are worthy of death, not only do them, but also approve of those practicing them. Go to verse 21. Because knowing God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but they became vain in their reasonings. This is that carnal mindedness we were talking about. I think it's amazing how many people are against Christians and against what we believe when the Bible is much stronger than anything we usually say. God says, this isn't somebody's interpretation. This is what God says. And I read from the literal translation. Because knowing God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but they became vain in their reasonings, and their undiscerning heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became foolish. Anyone who doesn't agree with God and his word, they're foolish, but they act like they're intellectual. They act like they're wise. They act like they're superior. But God says they're foolish. How dare they think that they are above God and his word, that they can figure out what's truth and change the glory of the incorruptible God into a likeness of an image of corruptible man, of birds, of four-footed animals, of creeping things. Because of this, God gave them up to impurity and the lust of their hearts, their bodies to be dishonored among themselves, who changed the truth of God into the lie. Now that's a stronghold. When you take a truth and you buy a lie and you call it, when you call a lie truth, when you call a lie truth, that lie has a demon on it who becomes a strong man in your life. That's what a strong man is. That's what a stronghold is. A stronghold is a lie that you've believed instead of truth. You've purposely chosen to believe a lie over what God's word says. And when you choose that, that has a spirit that comes in and turns you over to do dishonorable things, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the created thing more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. In other words, they become their own God. They become their own truth. They begin to decide what the standards are. That's why there's so much philosophy and debate and intellectualism. We've all done this at some point until we knew Christ. You are carnal minded until you find Christ. Thank God when he sets us free. Thank God. I am glad I don't have to think and figure everything out. I am glad that God's word is true and that I can walk with him and he shows me the way. And it doesn't matter how much Satan has perverted that. It doesn't change truth. Because of this, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for even their females changed their natural use to that contrary to nature. And likewise, the males also forsaken the natural use of the female, burned in their lust towards one another, males with males, working out shamefulness, receiving back within themselves the reward which was fitting for their error. And even as they did not think fit to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do the things not right, having been filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, iniquity, covetousness, malice, being full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, evil habits, becoming whisperers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, proud, braggarts, advisors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without discernment, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous order of God, that those practicing such things are worthy of death, not only to do them, but also approve those practicing them. That's the gospel. What God is saying is when a people choose to make themselves God and to put themselves as the center of the universe, he turns them over to demonic spirits, to so pervert their thinking that even a natural person could sit and say, this isn't right. And yet they convince themselves and others that if you don't believe like them, you're narrow-minded, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And God says, if you come in agreement with that, you get the same punishment. That doesn't mean, what you do is you pray. You begin to pray for people that they would have the mind of Christ. You begin to pray for people that God would heal them from whatever happened in their life that would so cause them to go on a path of destruction against God and his word. You begin to cry out for people. You begin to bless people. Because when I read that description, I am so glad God set me free from that. Our entire school system is teaching that. Our movies are teaching that. Anyone who comes against what God declares is truth is looked at as a threat and violence and violent. And when you begin to really look at truth, it's the total opposite. But you bless those who despitefully use you, and you begin to pray. See, this is how you pray specific. You begin to say, Lord, set them free from this. If you have people who believe like this, if you have people who've bought into foolishness and intellectualism, you begin to pray this. You put their name in there. Lord, set such and such free from having passions that are unnatural. Lord, set them free because they've exchanged the truth for a lie. Father, I'm not judging them. I don't know what happened in their past to cause them to become hard-hearted. I don't know what's happened in their past to hurt them. I do know this, the blood of Jesus Christ can set them free. I do know this, the blood of Jesus Christ is there for everyone. And God, except for thy grace, that would be me. Except for your grace, I would be preaching the same wrong doctrine. I would be declaring the same wrong truth. And I too would be turned over. See, you have to see, they are turned over to a reprobate mind. They don't have a choice. In that way, they don't have a choice. They have crossed the line in their thinking and in their superior understanding to where God says, okay, have it. And that's when you have to cry and say, God, have mercy. God, have mercy. God, would you move to set them free from this wrong thinking? Would you show them your love? God, would you heal them from that hurt? Would you set them free from that pain? See, God doesn't want to say, ha, see, stamped and sealed, they're just going to hell. That's not what he says. Jesus Christ came to die for all sinners. Paul says over and over, this is how we used to be. This is how we used to be. This is how we used to be. I used to not believe in hell. I used to think women should have a choice. I used to believe some of those stupid things. I had a reprobate mind because I was brought up in a society where that's what you're taught. But when God got a hold of my heart and I got a hold of his word, I had to repent for preaching things that weren't in there. I had to repent for thinking that love had to do with accepting everybody and everything, even when it's the devil who's in charge of it. And I had to cry out and pray for mercy for my own life. But then I had to quit judging other people and say, God, have mercy. We need to pray for mercy for our society. We need to pray for mercy for Hollywood, mercy for the media. See, right now, you're beginning to see a war in the heavenly. There is an actual moving of the Spirit across America. And we need to pray and believe for God to prevail. This is not a time to sit back and say, well, isn't this nice that there's a Christian movie being talked about on all the TV shows? Isn't this something that there's country singers now talking about inner healing? Isn't this nice? No, we need to now begin to say, God, use me to pray for your glory to come. Use me to be a witness of your love. Lord, let me show them that you love them. Let me not judge. Let me not become one of those who will use this to turn everybody off. But God, let them see you for real. See, I believe when people see Christ, they want him. He's an awesome Lord. He's an awesome Savior. He's a wonderful healer. He's a great deliverer. But if you're going to throw stones at him instead of showing him Jesus, all you're doing is helping the devil take him to hell. That's all you're doing. That's why Jesus said when they wanted to stone the Samaritan woman, if you're without sin, you throw that stone. I believe, too, we shouldn't touch anything till we have the power from God to set him free. When you have his heart and his power and you begin to move in what he moves in. See, Jesus could say anything to anyone because he could set him free. What we've done is pointed fingers to feel superior and leave them feeling hopeless. But God's going to begin to shake up America and there's going to be a line drawn and people are going to have to choose which side to stand on. And first he's going to begin to shake up the church and there will be a great falling away. There will be many who will say, this is too hard of a saying. This supernatural God, this is too hard to believe. And God's going to begin to pull, like in the book of Revelations, God's going to pull his lampstand out of different denominations, out of different belief systems. God's going to begin to say, I can't bless this anymore. I've given you time to repent. I've tried to show you my way. I tried to call you into a deeper place with me. I can't bless it anymore. I believe even this movie that's coming out, I believe it's a real call to the Catholics to get their eyes on Jesus and off of all the ritual. It's not God putting his stamp of approval on Catholicism because this man is Catholic. God can only put his stamp of approval on his word. What's not in there, he cannot approve. But God is merciful and faithful even when we're not. That's amazing about God. What God is saying is, this is someone who knows me, who's bought into some of your doctrine, are you going to know me like this? Don't get it confused. It's very simple. If it doesn't line up with his word, it's not him. I don't care how much he blesses what he can bless. Of course, the Lord's going to bless straight out of the Bible a $30 million production of the crucifixion. The amazing part is that he would find it in someone who was in the world not so long ago and who mainly turned to God in a crisis but went back to the traditional Catholic faith. But his revelation for this movie is not because he's Catholic. The revelation for this movie is because he read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And if him talking about that can get other Catholics to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're going to find out that it doesn't glorify Mary. They're going to find out that they don't pray to saints. They're going to find out that it's the blood of Christ that matters and everything else is ritual. And so what we need to do is not get on our evangelical soapbox and come against it because this man is Catholic, but we ought to be saying, hallelujah, Jesus broke through to the heart of a man who was raised Catholic, who has found Christ in the midst of the religion, and now God can make him a spokesperson to tell people to read the word. And then let God start getting rid of the junk. See, God is faithful even when we're not. Isn't that amazing? Even though Jesus Christ Superstar movie, blaspheming the Lord, and that was his intention in many parts of it, because they used the Bible and the storyline of the Bible, it started a revival among the hippies. That's the power of the word of God. It's awesome. The whole church was saying, don't go, don't go. And if you had a lot of light, you shouldn't have gone. But I think it's cool that God took what Satan meant for evil, but because it was based on the Bible and showed Christ and used the scriptures, it started a revival in the youth. We need to be really careful in these last days not to throw stones too fast. We need to sit back and watch what God is doing and see where he's glorified and come in agreement with him and then begin to pray for those that he's using to break through in new areas. Father, we thank you that you're going to get a hold of our tongues tonight and you're going to get a hold of our hearts. And Lord, you're going to convict us like we've never been convicted before when we begin to come in agreement with the enemy. And Lord, we're going to expose darkness. But we're not going to hurt people. And we're going to declare what you say. Lord, I just ask that you take us each into a deeper place in you. Lord, I just pray that there be a stirring in every heart here to read the Bible, to really read it, to get a hold of it, so that we can know you and know your word and know what you say, so that we won't buy into the lies, so that we won't buy into philosophy of man, philosophical arguments. But God, that our yes could be yes and our no could be no. All for your glory. So Lord, begin to change our thinking in a mighty way. Renew our minds as we read your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.